Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Afayim and Aleph. The Gemara says that Shneyam Tayim Shel Rosh Hashanah is different than Shneyam Tayim Shel Golias. By Shneyam Tayim Shel Golias, we say it's Shtei Kedushas. It's only done Machmas Safik. There was no takana that both of them should be Yantif. Really, only one of them is Yantif. The reason why we keep two is because you don't know which one is Yantif. Al Kapanim and then Mekadesh Al Piriya. They didn't know which one is Yantif. That's why they keep two. And therefore, a Beish and Olde Bezeh is Meteris Bezeh. That's a Rav holds. Because, Miman of Shech, only one of them is Yantif. But Shneyam Taim Vesh Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel Darmatev. Olde Bezeh Asur Bezeh. If you have an egg laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why don't you say the same thing? That really it's not both days of Rosh Hashanah, it's just we don't know which day is Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, because in the Mishnah says, that Bishayimei Mekabal Eidus HaChadish Kol Hayom, originally they were Mekabal Eidus HaChadish entire day. One time the Eidim came late, and the Skal called Levim Bishir, and therefore they were Mesakin, that they would not be Mekabal Eidim after Mincha. Because if the Eidim come after Mincha, then they wouldn't have brought the correct carbon. The Gemara says, in Bo Eidim and a Mincha Lamala, Noigim Eisayim Kadish Ulamacha Kadish. Which means that even though they're not going to be mekabel edim after mincha, but if the edim do indeed come anyway and they're not mekabel them, then they do not allow that the first day of yantif, even though we know that it's not yantif anymore in the makam avad where the edim are coming, because we're not going to mekabel edis until tomorrow. But still, you're not allowed to do malach on the first day because shalei lezal zalbay. You don't want, like this, they started off the first day with an Issa Malacha, and when it came the time where they realized it's not Yantif, if you're going to be Mata Malacha now, so now it causes Zilzal. So therefore they said, now you're going to be Isayim Kaidish and Lamacha Kaidish. So that's already a Takana, it's not Misafik. Even when they know for sure the second day is Yantif, there's still Naig and Issa Malacha on the first day. That makes the Kedusha Achas, and that's why the Beit says Asa. So the Shaila is Parsha Pshat in the Gemara. So machlekes achreinim and really a machlekes rishenim. When it says that when the eidim come in a mincha l'mayla, the neigim oisayim kaidish l'macha kaidish, is it only in the case where the eidim came and we rejected them? That's the only case. That's the mashmais of the gemara. Bo eidim in a mincha l'mayla. So if no eidim come, then the first day is not yamtif, and only the second day is yamtif. But if eidim come in a mincha l'mayla, even though we don't accept them, then the first day becomes yamtif. And that would be enough when you make such a takana to make it that no one could do malach on the first day. Because the whole first day, Eidim could still come. Just like before you misak and not to makabal them in the mincha l'mayla. You couldn't do malach the whole first day because Eidim might come. So even though now we misak and you can makabal Eidim, you're not makabal Eidim in the mincha l'mayla. But that's only in regard that the second day will be Yantif, the second day will be Rosh Hashanah. But the first day, we're still going to say if the Eidim come, will be Kaidish. So therefore, the entire first day, we're afraid Eidim will come, so you can't do Malacha the whole first day. If the Eidim come, then the first day becomes Yantif Midir Abanan, and the second day Midir Aisa. If the Eidim don't come, so now we find out that the first day was never Yantif altogether. Nafkamina, in the Makam Avad, you would be allowed to eat the egg that was Leila Berishim B'Sheini. That's only Nafkamina. Because the first, and even in the Makam Avad, you wouldn't be able to do any Malacha on the first day because the Eidim might come. But when you find that the Eidim don't come, then it's Chayim. So is it the pshat that bo Eidim in a mincha l'mayla, the neigim oisayim kaidish ulamacha kaidish, is dafka when the Eidim taka come in a mincha l'mayla, we don't accept them, but that much of tuzayif that we make the yayim kaidish. But if the Eidim never come in a mincha l'mayla, so then l'mafreya, the yayim is not kaidish. So it's not the pshat that any time the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is kedusha achas. There are three possibilities. Eidim could come before mincha, then only the first day is Yantif, and the second day is not Yantif. Eidim could not come at all the first day, and then only the second day is Yantif, and the first day is not Yantif. But the first day, we'd have to always be afraid the Eidim would come. So the first day, we're going to call Misafik, Kaidish Misafik. But if the Eidim don't come at all, I'm afraid the first day is Chayil, and we were just Naig because we didn't know. And then if the Eidim came in a Mincha L'mal, if the Eidim actually came and we didn't accept them, that's the only scenario where both days are Yamtif. That's how the Marsha and the Maram and the Avavim and Aleph understand it. And really it's a Ridva in Erev and Daflam Tess. However, the Tzlach over here, and it's really the Rashba over here of Avavavim and Beis, they say no. Bo Edim in a Mincha L'mayla means who a din if the Edim don't come at all? It's the same din. It's the same din if the Edim come in a Mincha L'mayla or they don't come at all. In both cases, we say that the first day is Kaddish. In other words, according to this pshat, there's two possibilities. If the Edim come before Mincha, then the first day is Kaddish, the second day is Chayil. If the Edim do not come before Mincha, whether they come after Mincha or they don't come at all, in both cases, the first day is Kaddish Mirabanan and the second day is Kaddish Midiraisa. So the first day is Mikaddish no matter what. If the Edim come before Mincha, it's Mikaddish Midiraisa, and then the second day will be Chayil. If the Edim come, do not come before Mincha, in other words, the Mishnah would have been better to say, Im lo yibo Edim ana Mincha, Naigamaisiyam Kaddish Lamacha Kaddish. That's why the Lashon is more medik to say it's only when the Edom came and we rejected them. But the Svara L'chaira is that we're going to say the first day anyway has to be Kaddish the whole day because we're going to find out on the first day that the Edom aren't coming and we're still going to be Nei Kaddish. That means the first day is Kaddish no matter what. And the second day, it depends. If the Edom come the first day, the second day is Chayil. If the Edom don't come the first day, the second day is always Kaddish. That's a Machlokes Rishayim. I want to point out one interesting thing. The Rambam says, it's a machlokes rishayim. The Rambam says, and we pass them like this Rambam, that this din, the Rosh Hashanah's Kedusha Achas, is even Lekula. Where is it Negeya Lekula? In other words, by Tchumen, there's Negeya Chumen, Negeya Kula. By 2 days of Yantif, 2 days of Yantif, which is Shtei Kedushas, Yantif Sheini Shogolias. So you can make an Eir of the first day to the east and the second day to the west. It's Shtei Kedushas. They're not totally Habaha. So, the first day, especially, it's only a suffix. So the first day you can make an Erev to the east, the second day to the west. On Shnei Yom Tov for Rosh Hashanah, it's Kedusha Achas, the halacha is, it's Kedusha Achas, that means it has to have one Tchum the whole days. If you're going to make an Erev Tchum in the first day to the east, that Erev Tchum is going to remain on the second day of Yantif, and you wouldn't be able to make a different Erev Tchum on the second day of Yantif. That's the Gemara in Erev. The Shaila is, by Shnei Yom Tov Shagolos, it comes out of Chumrah. If you make an Erev on the first day, and the Erev's not around for the second day, so the second day can't have that Erev. You need a specific Erev for the second day. The 2 days of Shtei Kedushas, they're not totally Habaha. What about in Rosh Hashanah? If you make an Erev for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, does the Erev have to still be Kayim for the second day of Rosh Hashanah? The Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds his Kedusha Achas, so even Lekula, even in regard to whether you need an Erev, an Erev to be around for the second day, the answer is no. It's 1 day. It's one big day. It's Kedusha Achas. You make one Erev for both days. The Ravitz says no. Kedusha Achas is only a Chumrah. The Chumrah, you say that it's Kedusha Achas, and therefore you can't make an Erev to the east for the first day and to the west for the second day. But Lekula, to say that the Erev for the first day, even if it's not around for the second day, what helps? Lekula, we say no, that it's we say lechumrah that is shtei kedushas. Now lechayra, if you're going to say that this mitzias of shtei kedushas is only when the edim actually come in a mincha l'mayla, so why would you say lekula? How do you know the edim came in a mincha l'mayla? Maybe the edim didn't come at all. If you're going to say the pshat, like we said from the Tzlach, from the Rashba, that any time the edim don't come on the first day, any time the edim don't come before mincha, it's always going to be kedusha achas, then we can understand this kedusha achas even lekula. Because as much as you're keeping the second day, it's going to be Kedusha Achas. There's no mitzias that the second day is Kaddish and the first day is not Kaddish. Because any time the Edom don't come on the first day and the second day is Kaddish, the first day is also Kaddish Minei Rabbanan. So it makes sense to say that even Lekula will say Kedusha Achas because there's no other mitzias. The second day is only Kaddish with Kedusha Achas to the first day. But if you're going to say that the case of Kedusha Achas only when the Edom actually come in a Mincha Mal and we didn't accept them, then the Chayrit should only be Lechumrah. Because Lekula, we can't assume the Edom are going to come in a Mincha L'mayla and be Mekel. How would you know? The Edom might come the first day, and then only the first day is Kaddish. The Edom might come only the second day, might not come at all, and then only the second day is Kaddish. Why would you make a Kula and say that the Edom came in a Mincha L'mayla to make both days Kaddish? That you can only do Lechumrah. The Chayrit, the Rambam is Mavur, that the din of Kedusha Achas is even when the Edom don't come at all. That's why you could even say it, Lekula.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.